Hey everyone, Brando here.
And Mike.
And we host the Game Addicts Podcast,
a show about modern and retro video games
that we play and collect.
Now, here's some vital information for you.
Our podcast is found on podcast services around the globe, such as iTunes,
Podbean,
Stitcher Radio,
and YouTube.
Check us out every Thursday for a new episode.
But wait,
there's more. If you pledge to the Journey into Comics Network Patreon, you get early access to the audio version of the show up to a week early.
So what are you waiting for?
It's time to level up and check out the Game Addicts Podcast today. The following is a Journey into Comics Network production.
Don't rub your feet
in public.
Brandon literally rubbed my feet for me last night.
I want someone to do it for free.
Aren't you married?
I don't fucking care. If I get money, he can fuck off.
My friend Lexi literally works in a brothel in Nevada, and she had two boyfriends. She has currently a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
Hmm.
And like two kids with her boyfriend.
Interesting.
Actually, you can be in
there
a committed relationship.
There are lots of different ways to live.
Sex worker.
By the way, we're recording.
Are we?
We are.
Oh God.
Oh shit! I had no. Why would he do that? This is going to be like every other episode of Butt Stuff, where we have no idea that we're recording, and we forget to tell you that this is Butt Stuff, and I'm Caitlin.
I'm Joanna.
And that's B.
Yeah, hi. I'm Veronica. Thanks for having me on Butt Stuff, ladies.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thanks for being here.
Sure.
This is our first time ever with a guest, and that's kind of cool. And
yay, so I get to be your first.
Yeah.
Well, hot damn.
You're
unless like we virgin. Are counted as a guest of the other. I mean, I'm always your guest.
No, I get to be the first.
Yeah. She broke our guest virginity.
Okay.
Broke it, took it.
She just fucking shattered it.
So how's it going, girls? I haven't seen you guys in a while. How's life?
Interesting, because you know, toddler is at that stage of life where like he's testing every boundary, and I know you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I do.
And he will just look me in the eye as I'm telling him no, and just like keep doing the thing, and I'm just like, I can't hit you because that's wrong,
right?
Dog mom life,
right?
Just dogs.
It sounds like there's a bird in here.
It did. I think it might have been the rabbit.
I think so.
There is a rabbit in here.
Yes.
Oh,
it's not like our normal episodes of Butt Stuff where Patty is wandering around.
No, we're being hosted by our wonderful friend Gretchen today, and I don't think she wants to be on the air, so we'll just change the subject.
She's going to be much like her husband and be Silent Gretchen.
Yes. Silent Torple.
Yeah.
Silent Torple. I love that she's working on a chainmail bracelet.
I know.
That she's makes like, me so pleased.
She's not wasting any time. She's just like, sure, yeah, I will make you that bracelet that we talked about.
Yeah. Gretchen is the shit. She's the hostess with the mostest. Thanks for having us here, Gretchen.
It's so early in the morning.
Oh my God. I am so fucking tired.
It's like,
I've had the longest weekend of my life.
Right.
Yeah. Like, my band played two shows this weekend in two different cities, very far apart. So we've been like doing a little mini tour, and now we're doing this day of podcasting, and I have barely slept this entire weekend, so I apologize if I sound like a fucking zombie.
Well, our last episode we were recording way later than we normally do, and now it's super early in the morning, and for some reason the past couple of nights I have not slept well at all. And I really don't understand why.
That's unfortunate.
I just, like, keep waking up, like, every couple of hours.
I never sleep. That's my sleep schedule all the time. Just don't sleep. One time I didn't sleep for 3 days straight.
Oh, my God.
The only time that's ever happened to me is when I took Delsum for the first time. And apparently I'm very sensitive to it.
What is Delsum?
It's a cough medicine.
Oh, okay.
Like, I was sick and I had a cough, so yeah. I was like, oh, okay, this tastes better than Robitussin, so... And it's not going to knock me out, obviously. I was awake for 3 days and come to find out that dextromethorphan is, you know, like how people drink Robitussin to get high. People will drink Delsum to get high.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And apparently I'm just very, very sensitive to it.
Shit, that's fucked up.
Right?
Yeah.
So I was awake for 3 whole days. Was not tired at
all. Did you, like, hallucinate or anything?
No, I was just,
like... Were you
like,
just going beast mode, or were you tired?
Not tired at all.
Weird.
Yeah. Like, Brandon and...
Maybe I need to start buying Delsum for when I have to play these fucking gigs.
Who needs Adderall?
Yeah, who needs Adderall? No. So...
Yes.
Do we what are we going to do playing? Today? Yeah.
We have the new packs of Cards Against Humanity, the Weed Pack and the Period Pack, and we thought it would be a good time to play them with you.
Yeah, well, we wanted to review the cards for the first time since we haven't played them yet.
Exactly. And we're only going to use those packs. So we have just dealt out all of the cards, and we're going to...
I'm
not
ready.
Draw new ones. What?
I'm ready.
Are you
ready
to
start?
I'm ready.
Somebody has to pick a black card first, right?
I have the fewest cards, so probably not me.
Okay.
I hate going first.
I'll go first.
Okay.
First black card. Okay. It says, hold up. I got to deal with blank. Then I must smoke this. Clearly that was from the weed pack.
I'm reading through some of my white cards and they're just...
Are they terrible?
What even?
Great.
Can you read it for me one more time?
Sure. Hold up. I gotta deal with blank. Then I must smoke this.
All right. Thank you.
We're not gonna hand them to you, are we?
I will come and collect them from you. Or unless you want to just... No, I have to come get them, right?
I mean, if Joanna can reach over here, then...
I don't mind. I can stand up. I'm good.
Yeah. Where's Nate? He said he would hand deliver
the
cards.
Yeah, what the fuck?
There we go.
Okay.
This system works.
Okay. I'm going to shuffle these two cards in my hand. Like, it'll make a difference somehow. Okay, black card again said, hold up. I got to deal with blank, then I'm going to smoke this. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Why did we decide to play this fucking game? Okay, hold up. I got to deal with Snoop Dogg, then I'm going to smoke this. That's a good one. Hold up. I got to deal with... pussy lips of all shapes and sizes, then I'm gonna smoke this. I'm definitely gonna pick the pussy lips of all shapes and sizes. I mean, I got it right. That was Joanna.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you,
Joanna. Okay, so it's your
turn. You go that way.
Joanna's
I'll go
turn
last.
Okay.
Snoop Dogg.
It makes sense.
I had to reread this about 3 times in my head because it uses like inappropriately. And I hate talking that way and it didn't seem natural.
Okay.
Your brain doesn't work that way.
Yeah. It just really fucked me up there. You know what's like really funny when you think about it? Blank.
Oh,
these cards are insane. I just want to just read all the cards on the thing because it's funny. Could you read it one more time?
Yeah. You know what's like really funny when you think about it? Blank. It's pretty much you're just answering a question.
I'm going to play it just so that it can be read. Not because I think it will win.
Oh my god, some of these cards are like the worst things I've ever read. And I listened to the last Butt Stuff episode, by the way, which had some pretty nasty shit in it. I was pleasantly surprised and also appalled at Andrew for giving you those questions to read. Like, those were nasty.
I loved those so much.
It was really funny. I was laughing my ass off.
I love the questions. I just feel like we do them a lot.
Okay.
Which is not necessarily a bad thing.
Okay, we're just going to shuffle these two cards.
Yeah, shuffle away.
You know what's like really funny when you think about it? Drinking Beyonce's Diva Cup and becoming immortal.
Oh my god.
I told you.
Clearly that was from the period, Pat.
Oh my goodness.
I'm glad I didn't have to read that card.
You know, it's like really funny when you think about it. Eating all the skin off of a rotisserie chicken.
That is the best.
Rotisserie chicken.
Yes, for the win.
Gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that got me. I was giggling pretty hard with that one. I had to play it.
I have literally done that.
Yeah. All right, Caitlin, it's your turn.
Okay. Here's the pitch. James Franco and Seth Rogen are trying to score some weed, and then blank happens.
I got it.
You got it.
I got it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Time to shuffly shuffle. Man, this is taxing. Okay, here's the pitch. James Franco and Seth Rogen are trying to score some weed, and then full bush happens. That seems likely.
Yeah, that sounds likely.
And then Ancient Aliens happens. That seems equally as likely.
Correct. That sounds like a movie.
I'm going to go with Ancient Aliens.
Damn. You got it.
Aliens.
Is it my turn?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Everyone is staring at you because you're blank.
Oh.
And I had to read it bitchy like that. Because it was from the period pack, I'm assuming.
I'm trying to, like, can you read things that are not mean for me to make you read?
It's okay. Fire away. The card says, everyone is staring at you because you're blank.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll come get it.
Here you go. Drink that coffee, girl.
Oh, yeah, it's super early. Oh, I gotta shuffle. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle.
Wouldn't want to read one in the wrong order.
Correct. Okay, everyone is staring at you because you're smoking a joint with former President Barack Obama.
That would be awesome.
Okay. Everyone is staring at you because you're smoking a blunt butt-ass naked. I'm gonna go with smoking the blunt butt-ass naked. Caitlin, for the win.
Yes.
My God.
I do what I can.
Yeah, all of these cards have been pretty good so far.
I agree.
I need to consult the investment, Gretchen. With a professional.
Oh. Gretchen. Oh, uh-oh.
Do you want me to read
it?
Yes.
Oh, hey.
Speak Gretchen. Loudly into the microphone.
Instead of playing a card this round, everyone must stare at the cards are while making a sound you'd make after tasting something delicious.
What?
What? The cards are. I thought you said stare at where the cards are.
The card czar? As in like the Russian king?
Yes, you have to stare at Joanna and make a sound when you taste something delicious.
Oh, like yummy sounds? Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay.
I would. I
well, I'm pretty good at making yummy sounds, seeing as I have a podcast about food.
True.
Shameless plug, Foodies Watching Movies. You can hear that on Journey into Comics Network.
I'm literally crying.
So we have to make yummy sounds now?
And then I have to
while looking
pick a
at
winner.
Joanna.
This seems oddly sexual.
I know, this is turning into something that I wasn't anticipating.
Right?
All right, whoever turns me on more wins.
What's, well, should I ask what the prize is?
The card.
Oh. Yeah, never mind.
You know that game we're playing?
Oh, well, we were turning this into something else. Never mind. Let's just make yummy sounds and move on with our lives.
If I can stop laughing.
Well, now I feel like I'm on the spot to make yummy sounds.
I know.
It's got intense.
I'm feeling a little nervous.
All right, I'm wearing the wrong shirt for the yummy sounds, aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's just think about these donuts that we had before we started this podcast.
Oh, they were so good.
I had a vanilla frosted donut, which is like super classic. One of my favorite fucking things to eat.
A chocolate frosted donut, also another classic.
Are there any left?
I'm not sure. There may be one.
Because now I really want a chocolate one.
And then the
vanilla
to
one was delicious.
Yummy sounds.
Yeah, that's how we're gonna make these yummy sounds. We need. Oh yes, our producer Nathaniel has produced my chocolate donut.
Oh, right. That one's maple.
Oh my god, even better! Oh, maple is one of my favorite flavors of donut. There's a bakery in Hoopston, Illinois, that made Persian donuts that were the best fucking Persian donuts I've ever had.
I've never had a Persian donut.
Ugh, it's this gigantic, massive thing the size of your head, covered with maple frosting and lots of nuts. And it's a cinnamon bun donut.
Oh. Well, I don't really like maple frosting, personally.
Ugh. They do them in chocolate, too. Hell yes. They're really fucking good.
I feel like the past couple of weeks, I have said hell yes more than I have breathed. It's fucking ridiculous.
Hold on, I feel my yummy sound coming. Mmm. How was that?
Veronica wins.
Oh, I win.
You're so genuine.
Yeah.
I could feel like that.
It was
a donut.
What?
Like the donut is not in there screaming.
Okay, whose turn is it?
Caitlin.
Is it mine?
We're still playing this game, except now we have donuts. It's your turn, Caitlin.
Just don't get donut on the card.
Tampax. Don't let your period ruin blank. I'm just going to sit here and eat my donut.
Oh, man.
Okay, read it to me one more time.
Damn it. Tampax. Don't let your period ruin blank.
Okay, this one is pretty funny. Nathaniel, hand that to Caitlin for me, please.
Thanks, dude.
I couldn't get up because I have a donut in my hand. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
This is me just producing Journey into Comics Network. This is Butt Stuff Podcast. If you're not listening, you
don't
fucking suck.
Don't be fancy. You're our card, bitch.
Get out of here.
Deal with it.
Okay.
Tampax, don't let your period ruin driving my daughter to her abortion.
Dark.
Wow.
Damn.
Tampax, don't let your period ruin an upside down card. How bloody that dick's about to be. Gross. I guess the abortion.
That was not my card. That was Joanna's.
I love abortion cards.
God.
I think my favorite ones. I know it's awful.
Okay. Was it my turn?
We love you regardless.
It's my turn. Yes. Can a woman really have it all? A career and blank.
What weave is it?
Yay. Gretchen's over there doing chainmail.
Gretchen is making me an amazing purple and green bracelet. Yeah, the Earth AD colors, because I need that in my misfit life.
Nate.
God damn, Gretchen. Can't get over you. Oh, thanks, Nate. Okay, I've got my cards. Can a woman really have it all, a career and an 8-foot man smoking a 6-foot bong? Hot damn. Can a woman really have it all, a career and always infinity extra heavy overnight pads with wings? I'm going to go with the 6-foot bong and the 8-foot man. All right. Joanna.
I can't this donut was maybe a bad idea. I feel like it was just all chewing sounds.
We're dirty.
I know. Aggression. Sorry. I had to have one.
What gets me wet?
Hmm.
I would get that one.
That's all it says. Oh my god, these cards are awful.
They are, all of them.
Ugh, I have to read through a few. Hold on. The weed pack is gone. God, there's so many good ones I could utilize for this question. Could you just read it for me one more time?
What gets me wet?
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Okay. I've got one. I suppose.
Okay, I gotta do this one. Oh, thanks. Oh, my God. This game.
Can I have my water?
This is please? One of my favorite games to play.
For half a second, so I can take a sip.
I'm so glad this is what we're doing with our morning.
Agreed.
What gets me wet?
Well, it's now 12:50, so.
Unbelievably soft carpet. What gets me wet? Eating 3 sleeves of Chips Ahoy. Soft carpet.
Yes, for the win. And go. Give it to me. Kaylin, it's your turn.
This is my last card. My body, my voice, blank, my choice.
What?
My body, my voice, blank, my choice.
Okay.
I've got is a that good a one. Chant that people do?
I don't know, but this card might make it at one because it's pretty
read
funny.
Read it to me one more time.
My body, my voice, my blank, my choice.
Go for it.
My body, my voice, my being too high for airplane, my choice. My body, my voice, whatever the fuck I was just talking about, my choice.
Oh my god, that one has to win.
I agree.
That one's not mine, but it needs to win. Oh, is it my turn again?
Yes, and I am out my of turn. Black cards.
This is my last black card. New from Mattel, it's blank Barbie. Ooh, this will be a good one.
Oh, I actually have to play this round. Oops.
Yeah.
Can you read it for me one more time?
New from Mattel, it's blank Barbie.
Oh, okay.
That was my announcer voice. Sorry, my mouth is still full of donut. It's pretty good. I really liked the vanilla one, but the maple one is definitely better.
The vanilla one was definitely better than the chocolate one.
Mm.
Shockingly.
That's not hard to believe for me, because I prefer vanilla over chocolate.
I guess.
Thank you.
Okay.
Where'd that card go? New from Mattel. It's grinning like an idiot Barbie. New from Mattel, it's...
I can't read that, that's stupid.
New from Mattel, it's dank-ass cancer weed Barbie.
What the fuck?
Dank-ass cancer weed for the win. Oh my god, that was gross.
You win, Caitlin.
All right, Joanna, wow. Is that your last black card?
Jesus Christ.
Close brush with
how
the microphone.
Do I get these cards?
Joanna doesn't want to read this one.
My vagina's angry. My vagina's furious and it needs to talk. It needs to talk about blank. Did you do this on purpose, Caitlin?
No, I just put them out randomly. Can you read it one more time?
I was just gonna ask that.
I'm sorry.
God damn it, Caitlin.
I love you. I'm sorry.
My vagina's angry. My vagina's furious and it needs to talk. It needs to talk about blank.
Okay.
What does my vagina need to talk about, Caitlin?
Well,
tell me, because I don't know what it wants.
Here.
Let's find out.
Oh, shit.
Shall we?
More at 10.
After this, I want to read some of these cards because they're funny.
Yes.
My vagina's angry. My vagina's furious, and it needs to talk about using a Smucker's Uncrustable as a maxi pad.
It kind of defeats the purpose.
Oh my god.
Paints a picture, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I hope it's strawberry.
Ew.
My vagina's angry. My vagina's furious and it needs to talk about dancing carefree in white linen pants. Smucker's Uncrustable.
Yes. I had to play it. I don't know why.
Okay, first I need to talk about the fact that the period pack comes wrapped in a pad.
Correct.
And with a piece of chocolate, which unfortunately was melted.
Mm-hmm.
But
or fortunately, depending on how you look at it.
Yes. It's pretty clever packaging.
Yes.
Good job, Cards Against Humanity.
And the weed pack comes in a little scent-proof bag with rolling papers that are also cards.
That's hilarious. It's pretty funny.
It comes in a little scent-proof bag with rolling papers right there beside it. And if you look at the back of them, they're also cards.
That's rad.
So you can roll up while you play.
Do you want to read some of your white cards? Any good ones that we need to know about?
I had one that says forgetting to breathe and then dying.
I love it.
That might be my new favorite card.
Which is very much my life.
Caitlin, you'll love this one. Wringing out a sopping wet maxi pad into Donald Trump's mouth.
Oh, girl.
Ew. I'm eating a donut, Joanna.
I think even that might be too gross for me.
Really?
Even though, well, I mean, I would be okay with someone else doing it. I don't want to do it.
Oh, yeah. I could do it.
That's totally fine. You could do two for me.
Do two?
Some yeah. of these white
Why not
cards
five?
I'm
just
lame.
Really go all out.
Like, these are like basic ones. Postpartum depression.
The vagina hole.
An emotionally draining friendship. A diverse group of female friends casually discussing the side effects of birth control. Masturbating with a Sonic Care. I'm assuming that's a toothbrush.
Yes.
This one's good. I kind of appreciated this one, but I didn't get to play it. Dicking around on the guitar for an hour. Like, that just kind of made me laugh. Yeah. A bong rip so massive, it restores justice to the kingdom. Ew, and this one's kind of gross. Huge popcorn nugs of hairy alien weed. What the fuck?
I got carrying a fetus to term. Feeling lots of feelings. How bright the sun is.
how bright the sun is.
A whole cheese pizza just for me.
Yes! That's like my favorite movie quote ever from Home Alone.
And then also playing with my pussy while watching TV, which is just like...
the life.
Just why would that be in the period pack?
Right.
Because no one else wants to play with you except for yourself.
Okay, Joanna.
Where are your cards?
Yeah.
I'm working on it. I'm just making a comment.
More!
More.
Dropping stuff and knocking everything over. My life. The banks, the media, the entire system, man.
That's from the weed pack.
Yeah.
Feeling bloaty and crampy. A woman president destroying a pair of underwear. Period globs.
Many times.
Catching a whiff of my vag.
Oh my god.
Too much edibles.
Can there ever be too much? I don't know. Is that a thing?
Huh?
I said, can that ever be too much? Is that a thing?
Edibles?
Said, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so. Oh. Doesn't mean like you can't OD on inhaled THC.
Right.
You might feel pretty shitty for a while.
Yeah.
But you're not going to OD.
So you've never, you know, come across that?
I've never come across an edible that has worked for me, so.
I hear a lot from a lot of people. There's a meaning, right? Going up, but it is not an edible.
It is not an edible. My mother-in-law said that she went to Colorado and tried an edible.
Really?
Yes.
What'd she think?
She said it knocked her on her ass. Mm. Which is probably because she definitely doesn't smoke all the time.
Wow, that was probably intense for her then.
Yeah. Thankfully, she was not driving.
Well, yeah. Talk about scary.
Right?
No, these are the cards that were in the gameplay. We don't need to read those. We already did. That was just a separate pile, so I wouldn't get confused. That was fun. I liked playing that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This
is I could probably sit and play this game all fucking day.
Black ones I had. I don't know who won. It was not me.
Oh,
I
we didn't count. We didn't count our black cards. 1, 2, 3, 4. I had 4.
5. So.
Joanna wins.
Joanna wins. Yay. You win the prize, which we never established what the prize was.
The card.
Not that prize. She won the whole game.
The card.
Maybe she can have an extra donut or something.
That was prize. I ate the last donut.
Oh, you did? You? Good.
Well, there. See,
you win.
You got your prize already. Even though we also got the next to last donuts.
Correct.
We're all winners.
Yeah, we're all. There's no losers here today.
I say that as the like actual loser.
No. What?
I only had 2 cards. That's what I mean.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about?
I'm so down on my life, guys.
I'm so tired. Jesus Christ. I feel like I just went to sleep a few hours ago, and I have no business functioning right now.
I know. Like, I mean, on a typical day, I do not get out of bed until about 9:45.
Holy poop. You're so lucky.
But the past 2 days, I've had to wake my child up because he had not woken up yet.
Just oversleeping?
No. I had to get up early.
So I
had to
wake
both
gotcha.
Of us up before we were ready. Yeah, so that has been...
That's hard. Fun. Changing sleep schedules with little children is very hard. I had to do that with my kid.
Pretty adaptable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oliver is not. He started going to preschool and I teach at his preschool. Mm-hmm. So we have to get up really early every day now. Yeah. And he's been having a hard time with that. And it's been affecting my sleep. And we've been trying to go to bed earlier.
Yeah.
But he's just so fucking crazy and wired all the time.
I'm in a couple of sleep groups on Facebook.
What is a sleep group?
Oh my gosh. It's like for people who are like sleep training their kids.
Oh.
And, you know, because there are so many different methods, so I'm in, like, a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
And in one of them, everybody advocates for kids having a 6 p.m. bedtime.
6 p.m.?
Yes, because they say the majority of babies will not sleep past 6 a.m.
Mm.
So...
Interesting.
Yeah, which has not been my experience at all. My kid has always slept until, like, between 8 and 10.
Mm-hmm. My kid did when he was younger. He's going to be 4 in a couple of weeks. And he started naturally waking up at, like, 7:30. And it's, ugh. I was never a morning person, ever. I'm still not a morning person. But now that I have to be a teacher, I, like, have to make the mental choice in the mornings when I get up. All right. Gotta get up. Little children are waiting for you.
I was so mean yesterday morning.
Why?
Because I had to get up early, and if I don't get enough sleep, I'm very not nice.
Yeah.
I'm
that way with food. If I don't get enough food.
Oh, God, yes.
I get really crabby. Hangry is what they call it now.
Yes. Forever hangry.
Forever hangry. Yeah, for real. The
struggle. But I was like not nice to Brandon at all.
Aww.
And he was like, "You need to not be a bitch today." And I was like, "Fine."
I mean, I can't promise anything, but
I'll do my best.
Yeah. Where'd Joanna go?
I think she had to go tinkle.
Oh. Okay. I was just suddenly aware of how like and everybody disappeared out of our room.
So anyway. Were you walking backwards? No? Oh, I don't know.
I saw the reflection of her. You thought
yeah,
she was walking backwards?
I could see her in the TV in front of me.
Kitty
Yay,
treats.
Churro!
Uh-huh.
Disabled cat mama.
Yes.
I can't believe how fast Gretchen just started pumping out that bracelet. Like, right before we started
she's
recording,
so fast.
She's like, yeah, I can make you one. I was like, fuck yes, I want one.
And you're like, oh, I'll probably get it the next time I'm here.
Right. She's already fucking
right.
Making it. It's hilarious. Shout out to Gretchen again. Can't say enough good things.
She's the best friend
aww.
In the entire world.
Oh, Joanna's back. Welcome yes. back.
I think Joanna would agree with me. Gretchen is the best friend in the entire world.
Yes. Yes.
Love you, bitch.
Come back.
Welcome. We missed you.
Yes.
Oh, so where are we eating today? Most importantly, what the fuck are we eating today? I need to know.
I think the restaurant's called Christo's.
Christo's. I've yes. been there.
I have not been there. I feel like my parents have talked about it before, but I've never been there.
I've been there with my mother and my sister. My sister used to go to school at Purdue, mm-hmm. so we drove down to move her into her dorm and shit, and we had Christo's, and it was really good. So I'm pleased. This pleases me. Excellent. Food is very important. To this process.
I think Brandon mm-hmm. looked at the menu and they have stuff that I will like.
They have everything,
yeah.
if what I remember about it. I do remember having waffle fries there covered in all the shit you want on waffle fries. Yes. It had like ranch and cheese and...
I do remember Brandon looked at the menu mm-hmm. and instead of French fries, they're called American fries.
Yeah. Waffle fries.
They have both waffle fries
oh.
and traditional fries.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And
but they're not French fries.
American fries.
They're American fries.
Yeah. Because
I thought American America. Fries was supposed to be like thick cut hash browns. Am I thinking of something else? I don't know. Maybe this is a question for Google and not for me.
Alexa. No.
Oh my gosh. I know somebody who has an Alexa and I thought it was the funniest thing. Like,
well, I mean,
I like, feel like it's
when you
super
think about it,
creepy.
We already mm-hmm. have Alexa because, like,
the
almost
phones.
All of us have iPhones.
I know, but I don't have my, like, Siri thing enabled.
Oh,
not
I
because
do.
Of, like, being a conspiracy theorist or whatever. Just because I don't.
I just think that your phone listens to you regardless.
But it does, because I feel like every time that I'm talking about something very specific, like literally the next day, my Facebook feed will be a sponsored ad
exactly.
about whatever the fuck I was just randomly talking about.
I tell Brandon, oh, hey, we need to get laundry detergent. And the next day I've got an ad for Tide.
Correct.
There's
a few Tide we buy Gain.
Well, there's a reason that happens. Anything that you look at, they basically just target you. And the more exposure you get, the more likely you are to buy it statistically.
Yeah.
So. Okay, so I've just been handed by our producer, Nathaniel. Google says home fries, a.k.a. American fries, or fried potatoes, are a type of basic potato dish made by pan or skillet frying chunked, sliced, wedged, or diced potatoes that are sometimes unpeeled and may have been par-cooked by boiling, baking, steaming, or microwaving. They are sometimes served as a substitute for hash browns, and in Canada may be referred to by that name, even though the dishes are technically distinct. So, American fries are not French fries. They're chopped up fucking potatoes. Unless this place is specifically taking a political point of view on their potato marketing.
Okay, fair game.
We will have to find out when we go. Later this afternoon.
We will talk about it
on Foodies Watching Movies podcast.
So you have to listen to their podcast to find out.
Yeah. Shameless plug.
Yes.
Tune in next time.
So do you guys like having a podcast?
It's been fun. It's nice to be able to get out of the house and just like go hang out.
That's what I really like about your podcast is that it's just you guys chilling and hanging out and talking about the shit you want to talk about. And the name's pretty funny.
Yeah. That's what everybody says.
Butt stuff.
Yeah, butt stuff.
I joined a podcast group on Facebook, the Lady Pod Squad.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, thanks, Nate. and anytime somebody sees butt stuff, they laugh about it.
I'm sure. It's pretty funny. And your logo's adorable.
Because, you know, it's eye-catching, at least.
It's thought-provoking. It's provocative.
People are going to remember it.
Yeah, especially because you have an adorable little, like, logo, cartoon logo. It's precious.
I was, like, Googling because I'm pretty good at Photoshop for, like, photo editing, that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. but, like,
drawing. Well, you are a photographer, right?
Yes, but I'm not at all good at drawing. So I ended up finding like the stock images, and so I bought the license so that I could use them.
That's rad.
Yeah.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't want to like steal somebody's artwork.
Well, shit, Caitlin, good on you.
Yeah.
Legit too.
Because I know that sucks.
Yeah, that would suck. That's one of the things that I'm always afraid about whenever we're producing art or music or a concept, mm-hmm. you know, I'm always afraid, like, about the whole licensing things.
Yeah.
You know? It's hard being.
It's always a concern.
Yeah. It sucks when money starts playing a factor into whatever project it is you're doing, you know. I don't know. I'm just rambling. Sorry. I'm super tired. It's been a long night, ladies. It's been a long weekend.
Spoiler alert on the fries. They're just on the sides menu. It's definitely a political stance.
I told you.
It's definitely because all their other fries, all the other fries on the menu, I perused the whole menu. There are pictures, except for these fries, which means these are just basic ass French fries. You don't need a fucking picture. You know what fries look like.
Yep.
Fair enough.
I can't believe that there was not like a picture of American fries on the side of a plate with like a burger or something.
Americana, baby.
Yes. Come on. Get your Guy Fieri on. Take me to Flavortown.
Oh my God.
There are so many memes of Guy Fieri.
Jesus, I know. They're so funny. Facebook. Everybody hates on Guy Fieri.
I have one friend who like
fucking
shares them all the time and they are just like, they make my life.
Do you know who Guy Fieri is, Joanna?
No.
Oh, she's just looking really confused. I'm so surprised you know who Guy Fieri is.
Of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network.
And the grocery store games or whatever.
Frosted
the fuck that is.
Hair that Spiky sticks tips. Straight up. Okay. And he wears brighter like than the sun. Oakley sunglasses backwards on his neck. He looks like the kind of guy that probably wore a visor in college.
And parties in Margaritaville.
Yes. He Flavor looks like town. He would be Sammy Hagar's best friend.
Huh.
I went to Sammy Hagar's restaurant in Vegas recently, Cabo Wabo.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was really good. It was a Mexican place. Mm-hmm. And I posted pictures of some of the things that we had on the Foodies Watching Movies Instagram. And we had these massive fucking steak quesadillas that, oh, they were so good.
I
bring you to tears.
I could probably eat, Americanized Mexican food. Or even, authentic Mexican food every day of the week. Because, there's a ton favorite? Of variety. And it's delicious.
Discuss. What's this?
Oh.
What's happening? Something that you guys can kind of talk about. Nate's found something for us. Do tell.
Joanna, are you going to end up showing the screenshots that you have?
To who?
To us.
I haven't taken really a lot of new ones.
Okay.
I haven't had much time to sit down and enjoy life a little bit.
Oh, my bad.
High IQ costume for baby. I don't know what to think about that.
What is this?
All I can think of is Ancient Aliens.
Is that like a Rick and Morty thing? I don't watch that show.
I don't either.
Shut I don't
down.
Really.
So I just saw the spiky hair.
I didn't even see what it was. Hold on.
It's like a Rick and Morty baby costume.
High IQ Who's he, costume
Morty
for baby.
Or Rick? Okay, it's Rick.
Happy Meal or chicken nuggets. Who's a drunk old man? That's funny. That you want to dress you. What is Wyatt going to have a Halloween costume this year?
He's going to be Cookie Monster.
Aww.
Yes.
Can he say me want cookie?
No, but he does say like a Cookie Monster.
That's funny.
Monster sometimes.
He's getting so big.
He is a freaking giant. He's like, he's wearing 3T pants today, and they're like kind of getting too small for him.
Wow.
Yeah. But I think they might be 3T girls. My cousin got them for him.
Oh.
Because they're kind of slim cut.
Mm-hmm. Those look cute on little boys.
I don't even care. Like,
yeah. I love when I found out that stuff. I was having a boy. Can I just say that? When I found out I was having a little boy, I was so excited to think about like all the little outfits I would be able to dress him in, because there's a fuck ton of really cute little girl clothes, but oh my god, there are so many adorable little boy clothes now. Like Target is on point boy clothes.
Cat and Jack line at Target is amazing.
Yeah, I had to get Ollie some new school clothes, and so I went to Target and used my red card and got 5% off, and it was great.
Did you just throw her phone?
It's mine.
Okay.
What's happening?
Oh, yes, I love Cat and Jack, and I love that they don't like they have a lot of good gender neutral stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
For kids who want it. Like, I got Wyatt a shirt that says my favorite color is rainbow.
Nerd. No, I'm just kidding. That's adorable. I have a rainbow shirt that I bought from Target that says, have a nice day. And I wore it to my first day as a preschool teacher.
Oh, that's cute.
And all the little kids loved it. It was the best.
Little kids are awesome.
Yeah, I love my job. It makes me really, really happy being able to spend hours of my life being little children's first teacher.
I'm sure it's probably frustrating at times also.
Yeah, I have like 35 little kids in this class.
Oh, my, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Are you by yourself?
No, I'm not by myself. Oh, okay. No, there's several other teachers.
Okay.
So there's always two teachers. We break them up into groups,
Oh, okay.
And take them into different classrooms.
Oh, okay.
But when we all meet in the mornings, everybody meets in the main room. And it's not every day that there's 35,
Yeah.
There's the 5-day kids, the 3-day kids, and the 2-day kids. Because we'd have little kids that are like 2 to 5
at our school. Cool.
And it's so precious. I love it. I love that I get paid money to play dinosaurs and babies and princesses.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's the best.
My mom used to work at a daycare.
I worked at a daycare.
Oh, yeah.
I was horrible at it.
You always feel like you're not good with kids, but Wyatt loves you.
I know. I don't get it because every time he's like, hug, I'm like, I don't know what to do.
You hug him.
I've just never had that maternal instinct, and I don't know what to do with kids, and most of the time they kind of freak me out a little bit.
Kids are intense. Me. They can be really frustrating.
Like,
and intense.
I can definitely tell you that, like, the first couple of days with a kid, the first couple of years, really, you have no fucking idea what you're doing.
Right.
Like, no idea.
Oliver's going to be 4 in a few weeks, and I still don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
I know.
I'm doing the best I can. That's what I'm doing. That's all I can do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean,
and if I could do more, I would.
He's fine. Like, he's so smart. And he eats some food sometimes.
My kid practically lives off of, like, sugar and air.
Yes. Like, I can't even get him to eat chicken nuggets at home anymore.
Yeah, Ollie doesn't... He'll try things for me, but it takes him forever. And, like, he's trying to start doing this new thing where he says, I'll make you a deal. I'm like, what are you talking about? No, you do what I say.
I make the deals.
I don't make deals with terrorists, no. And that's, I don't know where he, that must be something that he gets from his dad's house, but he saying, I'll make you a deal. If you let me eat this marshmallow, I'm going to eat this pizza. It's like, no, Oliver, that's not how it works.
Despite what the government says, pizza is not a vegetable.
Right.
They both sound great.
Yeah.
Hopefully not together.
Well, sometimes. Sometimes you have to have marshmallow pizza.
You are not yet 2 pickles and ice cream?
No. Pickles and sauerkraut sounds good, though.
We were
just
talking
about
that
yesterday.
It's just like 2
pickled things.
I love it.
Yeah, because you had that Reuben at the cafe or the diner we were at yesterday.
Yeah,
I cannot that looked do good. That. I don't like sauerkraut.
No. I only like it on a Reuben. And I don't even like eating Reubens anymore because I used to be a short order cook and all I would make was fucking Reubens and Italian beef sandwiches. So now I never want to eat any of those things.
It looks like I'm looking at your phone as if it is existing in an old Western.
Yeah. You know
what Everything I mean? Is sepia toned.
I have the blue light filter on, so my eyes don't hurt as much.
Oh, okay. Okay, Nate just handed me his phone, and it's 50 would-you-rather questions that will destroy you forever.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Why are you doing this to this? I can't talk. I need to go to bed.
Okay. Would you rather?
Take a nap?
I'm just going to close your chat bubble.
Sure, yeah. It's just for the network.
Okay. Would you rather lose your sex organs forever or gain 200 pounds for the rest of your life? And my answer is just gain 200 pounds for the rest of my life because being fat is not really the worst thing that I could be. So
not having sex would be the worst thing?
I mean, not being having the option to have sex like would be pretty crappy.
You can't even masturbate.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd rather just be 200 pounds and then if no one wants me, well, I'm good with myself anyway. We're
well,
good.
Wait a minute.
Does it say gain 200 pounds? So you weigh 200 pounds more than you do now.
Yeah.
I would still rather be fat.
I would be one fat motherfucker, and I probably wouldn't fit through the door.
Still getting dick.
Yeah.
I probably
I
wouldn't get
agree,
that.
Ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Okay.
Yeah. Because there's people out, I mean, there's people out there that are still.
I feel like I've read some of these.
Into that.
All right. Would you rather have sex with your cousin in secret or not have sex with your cousin, but everyone think that you did?
Not have sex with my cousin.
Not yeah. have sex with my cousin.
I don't
cousin.
Give a fuck
exactly.
what people think.
Exactly.
They can think whatever the fuck they want. No, I would not want to sleep with my cousin.
No.
Don't laugh at me.
What's your answer?
not have sex with my cousin.
Yeah, clearly. Like, right?
Fuck everybody else. I'm not.
Obviously. Joanna, cousin. Do you concur?
I mean, I don't really have a cousin that I know of, but if I did know them, I wouldn't want to do that.
You wouldn't fuck them, no.
I'll just say I'm from Kentucky and no one will blink an eye about it.
Yeah, there you go.
Uh-oh. Pardon me. Would you rather get explosive diarrhea every time you meet your boss or every time you meet your significant other's parents?
Boss.
Boss, because I am my boss.
I'm going to go with boss. So. I don't want to explain why.
Oh my gosh. Well, we never really see his family, so it wouldn't be often.
Exactly.
I would probably say his parents, because I see the boss more than them.
Well, I didn't think about it like that. Way to think about it.
And,
I mean, I'm okay with not looking in a mirror. It's not like I really do a whole lot of that anyway. Oh, we talked about this already. Would you rather have a head the size of a tennis ball or a head the size of a watermelon? And I don't remember what I said.
I don't remember either.
I feel like I think it was watermelon. Tennis. Watermelon?
I thought it was watermelon.
Well, there are small watermelons, so I'm going to say watermelon because they're small watermelons. I
could
have
there could be a watermelon about the size of my head now, so maybe it's just a little bit bigger or a little bit smaller. I mean, if I'm allowed to hunt for it, I bet I could find one that was similarly shaped. Would you rather have the best house in a shitty neighborhood or the worst house in a fancy neighborhood?
The best house in a shitty neighborhood.
Yeah, because then you can just have a lot of security and stuff.
Correct.
I've already lived in a shitty neighborhood. The worst house in a fancy neighborhood is probably still pretty good.
Yeah. But then you have to deal with judgy fucking people that live in fancy neighborhoods.
Okay, yeah. I'll take the good house in the shitty neighborhood.
Yeah,
because like maybe your neighborhood's just up and coming.
Sure.
Oh no, what did I do?
It's, oh man, people are starting to come in and everything's about to get loud. And maybe we should wrap it up, ladies.
Too many people. Okay, that was butt stuff.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Later.